ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघुसिद्धान्त कौमुदीं नमो नमः। So welcome back. We thought of doing some more of these shlokas. From Hitopadesha. So here there is a small one line of prose. Let us put the prose in there. I need to type the prose. One second. So, this is 033. So the prose here says, Tat Katham Idanim. Katham idanim ete mama putraha gunavantaha kriyantam. Okay. So that means it's referring to whatever is so thereafter, whatever has gone by. That doesn't mean thereafter, but tat katham. So then how? So then means after whatever is gone by. We have already said that, you know, one who has a putra, who has guna, doesn't matter who he is born to. Yasya kasya pujitaha. And yasya kasya api gunavan pujyate naraha. So we have seen that. So then the question becomes tat katham. How? In what way? In what manner? Katham is in what manner? Basically how? Katham idanim. Idanim is now. In what manner now? Ete. Ete means these. Ete is masculine. Plural. Etad, same shabda etad. Eshaha, etau, ete. So ete means these. Mama, mama is mine. Pratipadikam asmat. Asmat pratipadikam mama. I told you what to do, right? You write and come, and then just below that you can start writing all these things I'm saying. Keep some gap, and then write. Putraha, their putraha gunavantaha. Putraha is a putras. Padanta sakara becomes padanta repa. Then the padanta ru get replaced with a yakara. Why? Because akara is preceding and a hash is following. Okay? Akara is preceding and hash is following. So it will get replaced into yakara. And this padanta yakara, whenever a consonant is following, will always get dropped. So putraha, the visarga actually gets dropped. Basically, the yakara gets dropped. You first convert into yakara and then yakara you drop. So putra gunavantaha kriyantam. Gunavantaha. Gunavantaha is basically, again, same vatup pratyaya. Matup. The pratyaya is matup. It becomes vatup. So gunavantaha is gunavan, gunavantau, gunavantaha. It's a plural. Okay, which means virtuous, plural, virtuous. The sons who are virtuous, how do you make them virtuous? kriyantam. Okay, kriyantam, it comes from kridhatu, same kridhatu, kriyantam. So basically, how do you make kriyantam? Okay, let us see the next verse. And so then that is, he raises this question. So how do we make my sons, right, virtuous after this? Then the next verse is ahara nidra bhayamaitunani samanyametat pashubhirnaranam. Okay, I'm going to make some corrections there, okay? Because what happened that I pull it from one of the websites and I don't know how very well it's been corrected. So there are differences between that book and this book and stuff like that, okay? This Maithunani, I'm going to make it into a singular, Maithunam. Okay, Maithunam. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha. Samanyam etat pashubhir naranam. Then as in jnana, okay, it is good. Jnana also same thing, meaning would be same, but dharmaha is better. Because pashu in the animals, you cannot talk about jnanam for them. But dharma you can talk. Dharmohi tesham adhiko visheshaha. Dharmohi naranam or tesham is better. Dharmohi tesham adhiko visheshaha dharmena heenaha. Heenaha pashubhi samanaha. So the first word, okay, let us say the verse again. Ahara nidra maya maithunancha. Then I need a cha. Maithunani was better, but now Maithunam is also correct. Yeah. No, I'll tell you why I'm doing that. Okay. So Maithunani is not, it is incorrect. It is plural. Okay. That becomes a dvandva samasa. Okay. It becomes a itaretara dvandva samasa. Maithunam, Maithunani. Right? It becomes itaretara. But when you say singular, Maithunam. Okay. So because Maithunam, he is comparing that with samanyam. So, etat, ete. You're right. It is not plural, it is singular. So, etat. Etat is a singular. So, I want to etat samanyam. Otherwise, etani, you have to say etani, which is not etani, right? So, etat becomes singular, very much correct. That is how it is. So, I prefer this. And the meaning doesn't change. Now it becomes as a group, singular as a group. Okay, this type of a samasa is called, what is it called? Okay, hikam. Okay, it's a type of a samasa. It's called samahara dvandva. Okay, called samahara dvandva samasa. Otherwise, the earlier Maithunani was itaretara dvandva samasa. Okay, so in this samahara dvandva samasa means the group together, there's a group together, all these qualities together, right? Is put as one. This qualities or this group, etat, samanyam. Okay, this is general. Okay, samanyam. Between what? Samanyam will always be between two. Between naranam, naraha, and pashu. Pashubhihi samanyam. Okay, so let us see let us do the padachera. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunan. Okay, ahara nidra bhaya maithunam. Okay, cha is better here. Then the meter falls, otherwise the meter was not fitting. Okay, ahara nidra bhaya maithunan cha samanyametat pashubhir naranam dharmohitesham adhiko visheshah dharmena heena pashubhissamanah. Okay, now the meter is fitting properly. So then ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha samanyam. So I'm looking for samasas, looking for sandhi rules. Samanyam, Padanta Makara did not become Anuswara because Etat is following. Etad, the Pratipadikam is Etad. And when at the end of the this thing, okay. So let me give you that those rules. Somewhere here. So there is one rule. Okay. Etad. The rule 8 to 39. Okay. 8 to 39 says what? That Padanta Jal, you make it into Jash. This is the Jashtva Sandhi. No condition, no Nimitta or anything like that. Padanta Jal. Whenever you see Padanta Jal, you always make it into Jash. Okay? This is 8 to 39. This is also called as Jashtva. Yeah, after a few weeks, right? If we continue like this, after a few weeks, we'll go back and revise the consonants and these. And there are some of these things which are given in different pieces. We will try to put them all together. So this is a Samanya rule. This rule says that whenever you have a Padanta Jal, right? That means a non-vowel, non-nasal, non-semi-vowel, any other consonant if you have. You make it into Jash. Jabagadadash. Right? Jabagadadash. Then there's another sutra which was Chartva rule. Okay, now let me get that Chartva rule. It comes in 8-4. These numbers have a significance. That is why I am giving you the numbers now. But later on when we put all of this together, I will explain you why. What is the significance of these numbers. The higher the number, there you apply those rules later. Before the applying the higher number rules, you apply the lower number rules. Okay. So then how we remember the numbers? Don't worry about it. The clash will only happen between one or two sutras. Okay. Then you will have to figure out what the numbers are and resolve the numbers. Okay. But after some practice, the numbers also don't matter much. Then why numbers? Just so that you get the idea how it is all laid out. This 8455 says that whenever 8456, let us say 8456. 8456 says that whenever you have the 8456 is a rule for Chartva. Okay, Chartva. What this says that whenever you have a Padanta Jal, right? You make it into char optionally. Okay. This is also called as va, means optional, avasane. Avasana means pause. So whenever you have a Padanta Jal and that Padanta Jal is there at the end of avasana. So when avasana follows, avasana means a pause. Okay, pause. When a pause follows, then this Padanta Jal, you make it into Char optionally. Okay. So, okay. But 8455, another rule was there, 455. Was saying that whenever you have a Padanta Jal, see all similar looking rules, and it's followed with a khar. Now the khar is the nimitta. The khar is the nimitta. You know, if padanta jal is followed with the khar, then the padanta jal will become char. Okay? Will become char. And the khar will remain as it is. So a few rules for you. This is the sthani. We underline the sthani and color it. This is also sthani. So we underline the sthani and color it. This is also sthani. We underline the sthani and color it. This is your adesha. No nimitta here. This is also your adesha. The khar is your nimitta. This is also your adesha. And your pause is your nimitta. Okay. So let us see what happens, right? So by these rules, okay, you start with the Pratipadikam Etad. Etad is your Pratipadikam. Okay. Now, in the neuter nominative singular of Etad is actually Etat, or doesn't matter, it's Etad. It doesn't matter if it's Etad or Etad, right? Etad. Let's say it is Etad. Now you come to this rule. This rule says that Padanta Jal, you make it into Jash, but it is already Jash. Dakara is a Jash. Okay, so forget that. You come to 8455. 8455 says that Padanta Jal, is Dakara a Jal? Yes. And it's followed by a Khar. Is it followed by a Khar? Go back and look into your verse. Right? Etad Pashubihi. Right? That is followed with a Pa. That Pa that is followed with Pa. Okay, Pa is a Khar. Pa is what? A khar. Kha pa cha tha tha cha ta tau ka pa ka pai sha sa sar. Pa. Pa is a khar. Khar means what? Khar means column, second column, column to column one. Hard consonant is a khar. Whenever you have that, the padanta jal will become what? Will become chartva. So char is what? Cha ta tau cha ta tha ka pa. So etad will become what? Etad will become etad plus pa. Okay. Now if you were to put a pause in here, then this chartva would have happened optionally. That is why etad and etad are both valid. Both valid when a pause follows. Okay. But when a khar follows, khar is a hard consonant. Okay, you always have to do it. So the etad becomes etat. So etat pashubhihi. Pashubhihi naranam. So pashubhihi naranam, it is pashubhis padanta sakara. Now we are very well sure aware of that. Padanta Sakara becomes Refa, Pashubhir. Pashubhir Narana. Pashubhir Narana. So when you say Pashubhir Narana, the Padanta Ru, Hash is following, but not preceded by A. If it was preceded by A, then you would have got a Utva. But you will not get a Utva here, because it is preceded by an Ikara. Pashubhi, E, right? So Ir, Pashubhir. So that Refa will remain Refa. Ru will not become U. Pashubhir Naranam. Padanta Makara will not become Anuswara. Dharmohi. Dharmo is Dharmas. Padanta Sakara becomes Dharma Ru. Ru, the preceded by U and followed by Hash. Preceded by A and followed by Hash. It gets Utva Adesha. So Dharma U plus Ha. Right? Dharma U becomes Dharmo. So Dharmo. Dharmohi Tesham. Tesham Padanta Makara. No Anuswara because Hal is not following. Ach is following. Adhikaha. Adhiko is again Adhikas. Adhikaru. Adhikau. Adhiko. Adhiko Visheshaha. Same Visheshas. Visheshau. Visheshau. Vishesho. Vishesho Dharmena. Dharmena Hinaha. Okay. Hinaha. Hina, Hinas, hinaru, hina visarga, because pakara is a kar is following. Tari and avasane pare, padanta refa will become visarga. So hinaha pashubhihi, again pashubhihi samanaha, same thing. That pashubhihi samanaha, it becomes two forms, pashubhis samanaha or pashubhihi samanaha. You follow that part? Everyone? Too fast? Okay. Pashubhihi samanaha. Becomes pashubhis samanaha, pashubhiru samanaha, pashubhihi samanaha. Now visarga is followed with a shar. When visarga is followed with a shar, visarga gets replaced with sakara, optionally. So pashubhis samanaha or pashubhihi samanaha. Okay. Samanaha is samanas, padanta sakara, samanaru, samanaha, because pause is following, samanaha. Okay. So our friends have joined in online. Just want to inform, tomorrow's class. Okay. Let me take a pause here. Very important. If you have a computer, very important that you go home, or whenever you are at home, or wherever you have internet, okay, you open the README. Go to that link that we have given earlier and open the README. And in the README, you will have something that says dictionaries for Sanskrit. Okay, click this link. Okay, there is a software called Golden Dictionary. Okay, wherever it is, this is the link to Golden Dictionary. Download and keep the Golden Dictionary in your computer. Okay, and install it. If it's Mac, install it. If it's PC, install it. Install the Golden Dictionary in your computer. If you want to, okay, optional. It is very useful. So then go to this website. Once you go to that website, let me show you. This is Swami Advaitananda, Advaitatmananda. Once you go to this website, it says a handful of Sanskrit tools. Okay. In this Sanskrit tools, you go down here, there's dictionary for iOS, Mac and all that, right? It gives you all of the information. Okay. And in that, it says download dictionaries.zip. Okay. For Mac, Windows, Android, whatever, download is dictionaries.zip. And you download all the dictionaries. Okay. Once you download the dictionaries, it is a big file, about 300-350 meg file. And that file, you extract it. In your computer, you extract it. It's a zip file. You unzip it. It will contain a lot of directories. Okay. Let me show you how the directories look like. It contains directories like this. Apte, Grammar, MW, Other, Panini, Sanskrit, Sanskrit. It contains dictionaries like this. Okay. So extract all those files in our folder and you wait for the class tomorrow. Tomorrow being Saturday, we will have about 15-20 minutes of how to set up this dictionary type of an introductory class. Okay. You go to the README. Okay. And in README, this is where it is Arshadrishti. You click on this link. Okay. Make sense? Okay. Just click on this link, Sanskrit tools, and you will have that. You can download all the dictionaries. Okay. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up so that tomorrow in the class, you have this ready. Install all the dictionaries in a folder and keep them. And install the Golden Dict and I will walk you through. Okay. So ahara. So now let us look at the meaning of this. Okay. Ahara is hunger and food. Ahara is food. Ahara, nidra is sleep. Bhaya is fear. Okay, Maithuna is the courtship. These things, these four things, he says, okay, Samanyam. These are Samanyam. Samanyam means these are common. Common what? Etat Samanyam. Naranam Etat Samanyam Pashubhihi. Pashu is animals, beasts, animals rather, mammals, animals, right? For animals and for mankind basically, for animals and for men, ahara, food, sleep, bhaya, right, fear, and also maithuna is basically reproduction, so that the progeny continues. Okay, so these things are common between the animals and human and the mankind. Naranam, nara, of the nara, naranam, shashti. Pashu bihi means with the beast. Samanyam, okay, samanyam will be neuter, nominative singular, samanyam. Etat samanyam, this is common. What is common? Ahara, nidra, bhaya, and maithunam. These are common of the human beings, of the mankind, with animals. You follow? You see the case endings, all case endings. Third case means with the animals, of the humans, narana, shashti, etad, singular, nominative, neuter, nominative, singular. Samanyam also, neuter, nominative, singular. Okay, common. Samanyam means. But he says what? Dharmaha. Dharmaha means virtue. Okay. Dharma in this case is virtue. What is to be done is the dharma. Dharma hi indeed tesham. Tesham means tesham naranam. Of them. Okay. Adhiko visheshaha is an additional attribute. Additional property. Property means an attribute. Adhikaha means additional. Okay? Adhikaha means additional. Visheshaha. Visheshaha means something that distinguishes. So it's an additional attribute. Of whom? Of the naras. Okay? Of the men. Of the mankind. Of human beings. Of nara. Tesham naranam dharmohi. Virtue itself, virtue indeed, adhikaha visheshaha, is an additional special property, additional special attribute. Dharmena heenaha, deprived of virtue. Heenaha means you slash it, remove it. Okay, so deprived of virtue, okay, virtue, samanaha. Pashubhihi samanaha. Pashubhihi again with the animals. Samanaha equal. Okay. So what is the meaning of this? Is that mankind is compared with animals. So you say dharma or jnana. Right? So what are your, this is Hitopadesha. He's telling you what are your ethics. What is, you have to have those, be virtuous and be knowledgeable to know what your ethics are. Right? To be ethical. So that to be ethical, to be virtuous, human being is compared to an animal, because things like food and sleep and fear and raising a family and having bearing children and all that is common between animals and human beings. Only the dharma, the jnana is very specific to, is a special attribute of the nara. Okay with this? You understand the grammar part of it? Okay, dharmaha. Dharmaha is nominative singular. Masculine nominative singular. He is indeclinable. Tesham is pratipadikam tad. Tesham naranam. Shashti. Genitive plural. Tad pratipadikam. Tesham adhikaha. Adhikaha is nominative singular, masculine nominative singular. It is an adjective to dharma. Dharma, which is additional. Visheshaha is also nominative singular. So visheshaha, adhikaha, visheshaha, dharma. Dharma is adhiko visheshaha. Nominative singular. Okay, visheshaha. Dharmena. Okay, dharmena. Hinaha. So deprived with dharma. Basically deprived of dharma. English should be off. Because you, the deprivation, hinaha. Right? Hinaha. Hinaha is passive past participle. Okay, passive past. Past passive passive participle. Past passive PPP, past passive participle. Okay, the dhatu is ha. Oh ha kyage. Ha. Nominative plural. Hinaha. Dharmena hinaha. Samanaha. Because it is an adjective to samanaha. Okay. Equal. What is equal? The men are equal. To what? Men are equal with animals. Pashubihi. So third case, pashubihi, with animals. They are compared with animals. So that pashubihi, third case. So instrumental plural. Pashubihi, ukarantha pratipadikam. Pashuhu. Okay. Pashuhu. Plural will be pashavaha. Okay? Everybody is fine with this? Okay. This dharmena is similar to ramena. So ramena. Okay? Dharmena. You follow? Okay. Or you could have something like guruna. Third case. Hari. Harina. Okay. But Muni Na. You see that? Muni Na. It's not Muni Na. Okay. So here we have to study some rule. Rules, rules, rules. 841. Okay. Rashabhyam no naha samanapade. Whenever you have a refa or a shakara, in fact, you can extend that to also a rukara. Refa, shakara, rukara. If it is followed by a non-padanta nakara. Okay. So this is your nimitta, by the way. Nimitta is before. Okay. It's followed by non-padanta nakara. Then the refa, shakara, rukara. Refa, shakara, rukara will remain as it is, but the padanta nakara will become nakara. The non-padanta nakara will become nakara. This is our sthani. This is sthani, right? What gets modified? This is our adesha. This is the RD, this is the modification that comes. No wonder. And this is your nimitta. Okay. This is your nimitta. Let me give you some example. Okay, so let us do the example for Chatur. चतुर नाम, ओके. सो रेफा इज इमीडिएटली फॉलोड बाय, दिस प्लस मीन्स इमीडिएटली फॉलोड बाय, रेफा इज इमीडिएटली फॉलोड बाय नकारा, एंड नकारा इज नॉट एट द एंड ऑफ द पदा, ओके. चतुर नाम बिकम्स चतुर नाम, सिंपल. रेफा हैज टू फॉलो नकारा एंड द नकारा शुडंट बी एट द एंड ऑफ द पदा. Okay, let's see another example. Push plus naati. Push naati becomes what? Push naati. Okay. Remember these words, right? These words. Okay, let me put a statement. Okay, when in a single word, okay, the refa, it has to be a single word, the refa shakara or rikara is immediately followed by a nakara, and the nakara is not at the end of the word pada, then the nakara will be replaced with nakara. Okay. Huh? Maharishi, there is no nakara there. Nakara you need, right? The nakara has to change to natva. You are right, Maharishi Ru is there, but there is no nakara. Okay, let me tell you some example. Say Raman. Son Raman. Let us Raman will come to later. But you follow this part? Okay. It should not be at the end of the pada. So Chatur Naam. So dharma, dha, dhakara, refa, akara, dharmakara, okay, dharma, okay. But anyway, let me go to the next rule after this. There's one more rule after this. Okay, followed this part, 841. Okay, then 842, there's a different rule for this. This rule says that the above rule was when nakara immediately follows the nimitta, right? You follow the example? You see the example, refa and then immediately followed with nakara, right? Shakara and immediately followed with nakara. Okay, 842 says that, okay, it is an extension. It can be further extended. What is the extension? Okay. Even if it is intervened by, okay, at, ku, pu, ang, where was this? At, ku, pu. Okay. Then also the nakara will be replaced by nakara. At kupu. What is at? At means ach, all the vowels. Okay. Ayun, rulruk, ayong, ayouch, ha ya varat. Ha ya varat is at. Vowels and ha ya vara. And ku is what? Ka, kha, ga, gha, na. Pu is what? Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. Is pu. So even if any of this is intervening, that means doesn't have to immediately follow the nimitta and nakara, and it's a non-padanta nakara, then you make it into ratva. Okay, so let's look at this, okay? Dharme, ma, e, na. Okay, first, do you have a nimitta? निमित्ता इज देयर, राइट, रेफा, शकारा और रिकारा. ओके, डू यू हैव अ नकारा? नकारा इज देयर. इज अ नकारा एट द एंड ऑफ द पदा? नो. Let us see what are the intervening letters. Ma and A. Is Makara part of one of these? Is Makara one of these? Yes. Is Ekara one of these? Yes. Ach, vowel, right? Ekara is a vowel. Ach means what? A, E, A, E, Un, R, L, R, K. L, R, K. A, Ong, I, Ouch. Right, this is ach. So if is a part of here? Yes, a is part of here. Okay, so dharmena becomes what? Dharmena. Follow? Ra, ra, me, na becomes what? Ramena. Make sense? Okay, so if at all you see something like that, right? Ramayanam. Okay. Ramayanam. So look at this. Refa, Akara, Makara, Akara, Yakara. Okay. Akara, Nakara, Akara, Makara. Right? Nimitta is there? Yes. Akara is what? Vowel. Makara is in this list. Akara is a vowel. Yakara is in this list. Where is Yakara? Yakara is in this list. Akara is the vowel. Nakara is the one that will get changed. So Ramayanam becomes what? Ramayanam. Okay. Raman. Gurun. Examples. Okay. Refa. And Nakara. Nimitta is there? Is there. Nakara is there? Is there. Right? Akara is a vowel. Right? Makara, Akara, all there. Will this become Ranatva? The answer is no. Why will it not become Ranatva? Because it is not at the, not inside the word. It is at the end of the pada. So Raman states Raman. Gurun stays Gurun. Follow? Remember, this rule happens to be where the nimitta and the sthani, the nakara, are part of the same word. Okay, why did we do this? Because in the current scenario, dharmena, dhakara, akara, repha, dharma, makara is in the list. Ekara is in the list and na becomes dharmena, becomes dharmena. You follow? Natva? This is a natva rule. Okay. 841 is where the first time natva comes in. There's no other natva before that. Natva happens to start with only with 841 in Panini Sutras. Okay. So let us see what is the meaning of this. Okay, so men, of the men, Naranam, Ahara, Nidra, Bhayamaitunancha, these qualities, these various aspects, not qualities, these various aspects. What are those? The food, the sleep, fear, and progeny, right? These aspects, they are common between of the men along with the animals, with the animals. Dharmo hi tesham adhiko vishesha. Only the dharma is a special attribute. Or jnana. Earlier it was jnana. That also is good. Jnana is a special attribute. Jnanena hinaha. Without jnana, okay. Naraha pashubhi samanaha. The naras are very similar to the animals. Okay, there is no difference between them then. Okay? So, want to say it once? Ahara nitra bhayamaitunancha samanyametat pashubhir naranam धर्मो हितेषाम् अधिको विशेषः धर्मेण हीनाः पशुभिः समानाः धर्मार्थकाममोक्षाणाम् धर्मार्थकाममोक्षाणाम् यस्यैकोऽपि न विद्यते अजागलस्तनस्येव तस्य जन्म निरर्थकम् ओके लेट्स डू द पदच्छेद धर्मार्थकाममोक्षाणाम् वन वर्ड धर्मञ्च अर्थच कामश्च एंड मोक्षश्च धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष ओके तेषां धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षाणां यस्य एकः अपि न विद्यते अजागलस्तनस्य ओके अजागलस्तनस्य एव स्तनस्य एव नहीं एव इज ऑलरेडी देयर व्हाट विल बी इट विल बी अजागलस्तनस्य एंड देन व्हाट विल बी द हाउ डू यू ब्रेक इट एव नॉट एव इफ एव वाज दैट इट वुड हैव बिकम Tanasyaiva. It's not Yaiva. It's Eva. So when you break it, this A and E is what formed that A. So Eva. Tasya Janma. Okay. Janmaha. So Janma is actually Janmaha. It's not Janma. It is Janmaha. Okay. Tasya Janmaha Nirarthakam. Is okay, everybody? Janmaha. It is a Nakaranta Pradipadika. Janman. It will be neuter nominative singular. Okay? Like Brahman. The neuter nominative singular of Brahman is Brahma. Similarly, Janman, neuter nominative singular of Janman is Janma. Okay, let us do the go word by word now. Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. You make a samasa of all of them, become Dharma, Artha, Kama, Mokshaha. Tesham, of those. So, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Mokshanam. It is Shashti Bahuvachanam. Of these means what? Of the dharma. That means your religious duties. Right? That is dharma. Artha, it means acquisition of, you know, wealth and everything else. That is artha. Kama is basically gratification of your desires. Kama, right? Without trespassing the dharma though. So it should be dharma aviruddha kama. Okay. And then moksha you all know very well. Right? So these are the four purusharthas. Okay. Purusharthas means they are the purpose of life. Okay. So one who has not achieved Yasya ekopi na vidyate. One who has not achieved any one of them. Ekaha. Yasya means of whom. Of these. Of whom. Ekaha api. Even one. Na vidyate. Means he has not achieved even one. Okay. He has not achieved even one. Okay. अजागलस, आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज अ गल देयर, स्तनस्य इवा हिज बर्थ इज यूजलेस, तस्य जन्म निरर्थकम्. वन हू हैज नॉट अचीव्ड इवन एनी वन ऑफ दिस, ही बीइंग देयर, दैट मीन्स ही इज टेकन बर्थ, इज ही इज प्रेजेंट, हिज बर्थ, तस्य जन्म निरर्थकम्, इज एज गुड एज नॉट देयर. Is comparing it with something else. What is he comparing with? Is comparing with a he goat. Aja. Aja is a he goat. Gala is the throat. Okay. And stana is a nipple. So is a he goat having a nipple, right, which is useless. We will not be able to feed any offsprings. So like that, even for this person, tasya janma. Tasya means one who has not achieved any of these purusharthas, of whom, of his, tasya, of his, right, of him, of his or of him, janma, the birth, nirarthakam, is useless. In the second sentence, janma nirarthakam asti, or janma nirarthakam bhavati. Okay, kasya, tasya, of whom, right? Kaiva ajagalas tanasya iva. Okay? Just like that. Why? Because he has not achieved ekaha api, not even one. What? Purusharthas. What are the purusharthas? Dharmartha kama moksha. Okay? I have an English meaning here. The life of him who has not achieved any one of the dharma, artha, kama, and final emancipation is as without its purpose useless as that of a nipple on the neck of a he goat. Okay. Yataha. Is the speed okay? Because I can go faster also. Yataha. Yat, the next one is not yataha. Yat chochyate. Yat chochyate. Okay. So yat chochyate is actually yat. Yat cha uchyate. Yat plus cha. Okay. Based on the rules that we know, yat plus cha. Okay. Yat plus cha. Padanta takara. 8 to 39 will make it yad plus cha. We just saw, right? Jashtva. 8 to 39 will make it jashtva. Yat cha becomes yad cha. Then there is a rule that we have studied called shutva. Chutva. Chutva is whenever you have a dental. Dakara is a dental. And the dental is followed by a palatal. Cha is a palatal. Then the dental will be replaced with palatal. So dakara will be replaced by palatal. What will it be replaced with? Cha cha ja. It will be replaced with yaj cha. Okay. Then we studied a rule today. Whenever you have a jal followed with a khar, it will become a khar. So it becomes what? Yach cha. You see, yat cha uchyate is actually yat cha uchyate. Yat cha uchyate becomes yad cha, becomes yaj cha, becomes yat cha. That's how you got this yat cha. Okay. If you were to put a pause here in between, then this cannot happen. You go back, this cannot happen, this go back. Then it can be yad. It can be either yad or yat. Yad or yat, and either of them is fine. This is a yat cha uchyate. Uchyate is, uchyate means being said. What is said? What else is said? This also is said. Okay, yat cha uchyate. This is also said. What in addition to the previous verse, one more verse. This is also said. ओके okay? आयु कर्म च वित्तम च विद्या निधनमेव च पञ्चैतान्यपि सुज्यन्ते गर्भस्थस्यैव देहिनः गर्भस्थस्यैव देहिनः विच वी विल सी इन द क्लास टुमारो ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 ही हरिः ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री कृष्णार्पणमस्तु इज अ क्वेश्चन कल्पेश जी हाउ डिड यू स्प्लिट द वर्ड अजागलस्तन एज आई एम सेइंग इट अजा अ जा अजा इज नॉट अ इज नॉट नेगेशन देयर अजा अज अजा इज मैस्कुलिन अजा इज फेमिनिन बट वन ऑफ द ट्रांसलेशन आई हैव इज अज अजगल Gala is next. Gala. Ajagala is feminine. Ajagala. Ajagala is masculine. Ajagala. Masculine. Ajagala. Gala is gala. Throat. Stana. Okay. Stana. That is how you break it up. Ajagala stana. Or Ajagala stana. Or Ajagala stana. Next question. Any questions here? Now we are picking up speed, right? We did more than one. All dictionaries, right? Yeah, there's a zip file. You've downloaded all dictionaries and then extracted in a directory. You can install it also if you know how to do it. Otherwise, I will show you tomorrow. That is the purpose. I will show you how to rearrange some of these dictionaries.
They're not allowed to download.
It is not allowing you to download? It is allowing you to download, right? The people here are available to download.
Okay, then I will check. Thank you.
Okay. Welcome. Okay. Namo Namaha.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.